Welcome to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. I'm your host, Stephen L. Anderson, pastor of Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today I want to talk about secret police. Now, all throughout history, governments have used secret police. Of course, the most famous example would be the Soviet Union in countries like Germany, Hungary, and of course in Russia itself, used secret police to terrorize people. People were scared to death because they were constantly being spied on by secret police. They never knew who it was that was infiltrating and being a secret police. This is something that gives the government way too much power, way too much authority when they can sneak around and spy on people as a secret police force. Now, let me tell you a story. Just about 2 months ago, I'm driving in Washington, and I was in the rural part of Washington, somewhere around Spokane, but I was really kind of in the middle of nowhere. Well, all of a sudden, I see a light and siren behind me, but it wasn't on top of the car. The siren and the light was coming from within the cab of a gray pickup truck. So I see the red and blue lights, and of course, I automatically just pull over to the side of the road. And I see the red and blue lights, but as the truck pulled behind me, I realized, wait a minute, this is not a police car. It had no markings on it. There was no indication that it was a police car. And it was a gray pickup truck. Well, the officer gets out of the gray truck, and he comes up to me and, you know, asks for my license, registration. I wasn't doing anything wrong. He didn't give me a ticket or anything. He had just heard something. So, you know, he pulled me over just to check, or I don't know what he was doing, but he pulled me over, just checked me out, and sent me on my way. And I mentioned the fact that it was a little weird that he pulled up in this gray pickup truck. And he told me, he said, well, you got to be careful when you're over here, he said, because we have a whole bunch of unmarked units in this area. So you never know which one of them is going to be a police officer. So he said, you know, definitely follow the laws and this and that. And again, he didn't citation me. I wasn't doing anything wrong. But all that to say this, we live in a kind of a weird time when the police are driving around in a gray pickup truck, pulling you over. You don't see them coming. You don't know who they are. And really, if I would have noticed that it was a gray pickup truck, I probably wouldn't have even pulled over because of the fact that who knows whether this is just somebody mounting some blue and red lights inside their car and pulling me over. I've heard of this where ladies would be lured off the road by somebody pretending to be a police officer, and they just basically put up a little red light or did some kind of a siren, and then of course they committed violence on these women. And so it's a little bit scary that our government is now using a lot of undercover cops, a lot of undercover police, which is just another way of saying basically secret police. Police that are pretending not to be a police officer. I've come across undercover cops in my life. When I was in South Chicago before, we were talking to this guy, and boy, he seemed like a drug dealer or something. But next thing you knew, he pulled out his badge and showed us that he was an undercover police officer. So we've got secret police in America. And when you combine that with the CIA, the FBI, the Patriot Act, renditions, torture camps, it makes you wonder, wait a minute, what is going on in America? What is with all these unmarked police cars? And I'm seeing more and more of them. In Arizona, I'm starting to see unmarked police cars all the time. You know, and I don't think we should be pulled over by somebody that doesn't have some kind of an insignia on their vehicle telling us what branch of law enforcement they are, telling us what city or county or state's authority they're operating under. Just unmarked vehicles pulling up and even plainclothes police officers. This is getting more and more common. And so it makes us wonder whether our government is basically putting in place some kind of a secret police force, some kind of a secret law enforcement in order to watch us all the time. I mean, they already have cameras all over the streets. Thank you for listening to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. If you'd like to keep this show on the air, please send your donations to Trueborn Sons, care of KXXT Radio, 2800 North 44th Street, Suite 100, Phoenix, Arizona 85008, or visit us on the web at truebornsons.com.